14 minutes away from 5 o'clock, I'm Mo Egger. This is ESPN 1530. Major League Baseball is going to do something that I think, frankly, is overdue. That doesn't mean they don't deserve credit for finally doing it. They are going to hold a league-wide Lou Gehrig Day, which will honor the Hall of Fame New York Yankees first baseman. This is going to be on June the 2nd, which will be the 80th anniversary of his death. Gehrig died of ALS on June 2nd, 1941. He obviously has become and was synonymous with the disease. What this will involve, baseball announced today, will an annual tribute in which uniform personnel will wear a jersey patch celebrating Gehrig and a 4-ALS logo, which commemorates, obviously, Lou Gehrig's number 4. That's going to be displayed around Major League ballparks. The league is going to use the day to raise money and awareness to battle ALS. We'll pay homage to ALS advocacy groups like LG4Day, the LG4Day Committee, which really is the group that kind of made this happen. There's a local connection. There is nothing that I would wish less on somebody than ALS. It is cruel. It is awful. It is awful to watch. It is obviously awful to experience. So there's a group of folks who have been impacted by ALS in one form or another, who a very grassroots effort eventually persuaded enough people inside Major League Baseball to get this done. And it's awesome to celebrate the life and career of Lou Gehrig. It is also awesome to continue to raise money for research and to help people who are living with ALS and ultimately, hopefully, one day find a cure. And, you know, 7 years ago, everybody got involved with the Ice Bucket Challenge, which was awesome. And, you know, hopefully it was the kind of thing that just wasn't something we all did on social media. Hopefully it led to money being raised to help people. And it did. But there's still a lot of work to do, and baseball is going to help. But the thing that I think is coolest about this is this started with just a bunch of people who got this done. And one of those people is Chuck Haberstroh, who is with us this afternoon. Did I do a decent enough job in describing what's going to happen on June 2nd?
Mo, you did an awesome job. Thanks for
I appreciate you coming on. Just roll through this. Start at the very, very beginning. Jeff Passan has a story about this on ESPN.com. He broke the story this morning. I tweeted it out. You could check it out. But go through how this started and ultimately the process and what was involved in getting Major League Baseball to announce that they're going to do this today.
Absolutely. Now, how much time do you got? You got an hour, hour and a half? No, it was a grassroots effort, like you said, basically a bunch of people who've been affected directly by this disease. Two of my brothers, our mother has ALS. She's had it since October of 2017. She told us that, you know, she's, I'm not going to tell you her age, obviously, but she said she's had a great life. You guys need to go figure out how to help other people who have not made it this far in life. And so one of the things we did early on was have a pepper challenge, which was kind of like the ice bucket challenge with where you challenge people to eat peppers. Through that, we met a ton of incredible ALS advocates and people living with ALS, one of whom is who introduced me to you. His name's Adam Wilson. He's listening right now. And he and I and another person living with ALS, Brian Wayne Galantine, kind of brainstormed this idea from a text message from B. Wayne, as we called him, Brian Wayne, and an email from Adam. And let me just say hi, Avery, to his daughter right now. we got it together and said, you know what, there needs to be a Lou Gehrig Day across baseball, much like Jackie Robinson, much like Roberto Clemente. We got to work. We figured out through various contacts within baseball and outside of baseball that this really needs to be done from the ground up, that we need to get all these organizations to buy in. It took nearly 2 years of meeting every week, and Adam and I and B. Wayne texting all the time. Adam would be on here talking, but ALS has stolen his voice. He's had it since 2015. He's an incredible person and is a huge Reds fan and wanted me to make sure that you all knew that 5 Reds players have won the Lou Gehrig Award since 1955. Anyway, we got this group together. We pushed and pushed, and finally, through some luck and a lot of hard work, we got all 30 teams on board in late October 20th, to be specific. 2 days later, we lost one of our leaders to the disease, B. Wayne, to ALS. You know, you could say it was not surprising because he had ALS, but it's hard to explain. But sometimes these deaths are very surprising in ALS. It just can hit you from every different angle, and it can happen. But once we got the 30 teams, baseball agreed to do it. We got our heads together on how to roll it out properly. And, of course, during this is just a small little pandemic going on where we didn't even know if they'd have a season this year. So once the season was set, then we were in motion, and let's go. Let's get this thing going. It's going to be an amazing day. And the Reds have always been supportive for ALS causes. They have an ALS Awareness Day every day, which people in the community can go to the game. And it's a great day celebrating people who are dealing with this absolutely brutal, brutal disease.
Give me an idea. I have followed the story, and I don't even know what made me latch onto it. Stephen Piscotty was somebody whose career we followed. He played for the Cardinals, and obviously the Reds and Cardinals play each other a bunch, and a little bit of a rivalry. I wasn't aware of Sam Hilliard, who plays for the Rockies, both of whom had parents who had ALS. Walk me through how instrumental their support was.
It really pushed us over the top. When you can get inside that fraternity of baseball players, they are some of the more supportive people that you could ever meet. They, you know, if we've all played team sports growing up, if your teammate needs a little help, you push them forward, right? You help them out. I mean, the story of Piscotty is one, you know, that always blows my mind that an organization would trade a young promising player just so that they would be closer to their mom. And if people haven't read up on that story, it's an incredible story. And she had a very brutal version of ALS. Now, ALS can be any number of different. It isn't one just one disease. Like the one that my mom has is different from the one that Stephen Piscotty's mom had, which is different from what Adam Wilson has. And that's what's brutal about the disease and why they can't find effective cures and treatments for it, is because it's kind of an enigma. It just doesn't make sense. So we're trying to correct that through this effort by raising awareness and funding, because obviously that's where you get these cures and treatments. But having those players step up for this cause, for their parents, and Jim Hilliard is fighting this thing, and he's Sam's father. And both of so Jim Hilliard's wife, Tamara, and then Mike Piscotty, who is married to Gretchen, are both in our group, and we're meeting every week with us to figure out a way to make this happen. So once you get in that fraternity, it makes a huge, huge difference.
This is obviously going to be a monumental day for a lot of the people who you just talked about. I also think it's going to be great to educate a younger and a couple of different younger generations of fans about the life and baseball career of Lou Gehrig.
Absolutely. He was an unbelievable talent. Adam and I would joke around during playoff time, because, you know, whenever anybody gets hot in a playoff in a 7-game series or 5-game series, they always go, okay, these are the top 10, you know, batting averages or whatever in a World Series. And inevitably Lou Gehrig pops in there, and you just think, I mean, what could have been, really? You know, he went out basically at his peak. He had been playing for a long time, but it wasn't slowing him down. And then this disease just takes him out. He was an incredible athlete. And if you look at pictures of him, the guy had tree trunks for legs. I mean, he was a football player. He was a baseball player. He was a philanthropist. He went to work for the city of New York after his playing days, when he had just a couple years left, to help kids. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a legend in every sense of the word.
It's going to be June 2nd. The fact that you were able to get this done in a relatively short amount of time, I know it's nearly a 2-year effort. This started in 2019, as you mentioned, but to get baseball to do something like this, I think there are folks who don't realize how monumental this is. And this isn't a large corporation. This isn't a baseball sponsor. This isn't a TV network. And look, they put forth initiatives that are awesome oftentimes. For something to happen at the absolute baseline grassroots level like this, I don't think people realize how incredibly rare that is. And then for it to happen in less than a 2-year frame is remarkable. You guys really are to be commended.
Thank you. And honestly, we couldn't have done it without all the support of the different organizations. There are more than 30 ALS organizations that signed on to this, and also these players, the former players that signed on to us and helped us kind of meet the right people to get involved. I mean, Johnny Bench has been a huge ALS advocate going back years and years. Danny Graves has signed on. We really appreciate the Cincinnati fan base and players for pulling us through here on times when we needed some help. So it is grassroots, and I honestly can say that we haven't raised $1 for our group, and we haven't spent $1 raised from our group. This is all just straight, the old way of, doing things, making phone calls and working hard and helping other people. And I can't thank Adam Wilson enough. His friendship has basically changed my life. So the whole thing is just always an amazing thing to give back.
Honest to God, you guys should be commended. June 2nd is going to be a great day. I appreciate you coming on to tell the story. Hopefully we can chat around Lou Gehrig Day, man. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mo.
Want to say hi to Adam Wilson. I DM'd with Adam Wilson today. I had no idea he followed me on Twitter until this afternoon. Local guy, Reds fan, and so obviously a very meaningful day for him and his family. That's a cool story, and you could read it ESPN.com. I've tweeted out a link. And by the way, they have a Twitter feed as well, at LG4Day. And I remember this, I don't want to say taking off, just I got a tweet from them in October, and it's like, do you offer your support? It's like, I can't help you, but yes, unconditionally, yes. And so they got this done. That is not an insignificant accomplishment at all. Good for them. A couple minutes away from 5 o'clock. 513-749-1530 is my phone number. TJ Antone was phenomenal last night. And yeah, he should be in the Red starting rotation. There's one major reason why. We'll spend some time on that. I will update not just the Tony Pike Twitter poll, but there's a new possible NFL rule that I love. We'll do that at 520 on ESPN 1530, Cincinnati Sports Station.